There's a brother who felt that their brother had a lot of love.
每次他回台湾呢，他总是回家想说坐国光号很方便呢，都不想告诉他的家人。
And every time he returned to Taiwan, he thought that the public transportation from the airport is very convenient, so he never told his family.
但他弟弟啊，总是可以找到他的时间呢，在机场来等着他。
But somehow his brother always finds out his flight schedule and is always waiting for him at the airport.
这个哥哥啊的孩子要念一个大学。
And this older brother's son was about to attend college.
是一个很贵的大学。
And the cost is quite expensive.
弟弟说啊，跟他太太商量啊，说我们帮这个哥哥的孩子来付学位好不好？
And so the younger brother spoke to his wife and asked, can we help out with the tuition for the nephew?
他太太也同意啊。
And his wife agreed.
可这个哥哥不敢接受。
But the older brother dared not to accept it.
但是可以感受到弟弟啊的情分啊非常的深。
But he felt the love from his brother.
约瑟啊，他爱便雅悯的眼泪啊，一定是珍藏在神的皮带里面。
And the loving tears from Joseph for his brother Benjamin is stored in the bottle of God.
我们看第二次啊，约瑟被犹大的爱心跟孝心感动了。
And let's view the second time when Joseph was touched by the love of Judah.
我们看创世纪四章的二十二节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 44, verse 22.
那后来这个便雅悯啊，要跟他的哥哥回去啊，那约瑟就想办法要把便雅悯留下来。就故意啊，在他口袋里面呢、啊、塞他的银杯，然后诬赖便雅悯是一个贼呀、啊。
When Benjamin was about to leave with the brothers, Joseph wanted to keep Benjamin, so he framed Benjamin and forced Benjamin to stay behind.
那所以约瑟就说，因为他是贼，所以要留下来当我的仆人。
And he said that Benjamin was a thief and needed to be a servant to.Joseph.
其实约瑟是用这样的方法可以常常来照顾便雅悯。
And this is just Joseph's method to keep Benjamin next to him to take care of him.
但是想不到啊，他的十个兄弟啊，都跟便雅悯一起回来面对约瑟。
But unexpectedly, the ten brothers all came back to face this together.
那二十二节啊，我们就看到我们从十八节开始看了，看到犹大。就开始跟这个约瑟来讲话。
Let's start from verse 18. Judas started to speak with Joseph.
他请这个约瑟不要生气啊。十八节哦，四十四章的十八节。
In verse 18, do not let your anger burn against your servant.
那十九节他就开始讲他们的情况，因为约瑟曾经问他们说，你的父亲有没有兄弟没有？然后二十节他们就介绍说，父亲已经老了。年老的时候生了一个小孩子，他哥哥也死了，他母亲只撇下他一个人，他父亲也疼爱他。
And they started to say what their situation is, where an old man and had a child of his old age was young, his brother is dead, and he's left alone.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
那你就跟我们讲喽，你要把这个小孩子带过来，让我们看看他喽，让你看看他喽。
Then you said to us to bring him down here to you so you can see him.
那我们就跟你讲啊，这个孩子不能离开他爸爸的。
And then we told you that this lad cannot leave his father.
因为他如果离开他爸爸，他爸爸要死的，因为他爸爸舍不得这个孩子离开他身边的。
Because if he should leave his father would die.
但是二十三节啊，你对我们讲啊，你们的小兄弟如果不跟你一起来啊，你们就不要来见我了。
But then you told us that unless our youngest brother come with us, we cannot see your face anymore.
那二十四节，我们也把这样的话告诉我们爸爸了。
And then we told our father this.
二十五节啊，我们爸爸又叫我们来涤粮啊。
In verse 25, our father told us to come back to buy more food.
二十六节，我们再跟爸爸讲一次，我们不能去的，因为如果我们不带便雅悯约瑟不见我们的。
26, if we don't bring our younger brother with us, then you would not see us.
二十七节，这是雅各对孩子们所说的话。
In 27, this is what Jacob told his father.
雅各这样讲啊，你们知道我的妻啊，给我生两个儿子。
Jacob said, "You know my wife bore me two sons."
二十八节
，28,
一个离开我出去了。我说他必是被撕裂了，直到如今我没有看见他。
One went from me, and I said, "Surely he's torn to pieces, and I have not seen him since."
二十九节
，29,
现在你们要把这个带去离开我。倘若他遭害，那便是你们使我白发苍苍、悲悲惨惨的下阴间去了。
But if you take this one also from me, and calamity befalls him, you shall bring me down to my bring down my gray hair with sorrow to the grave.
这是第一次啊，约瑟听到原来爸爸这么爱他们两位兄弟啊。
And this is the first time that Joseph heard how much Jacob loved him and his brother.
不可以的，这个孩子是我的命根，你带出去了，万一他没有回来，我一定会死的。
Jacob essentially said, this kid is my life. If you bring him and if something happens to him, I will die.
三十节哦。
Verse 30.
他说我父亲的命啊，犹大就去讲啊，我父亲的命跟这个孩子的命是相连的啦。三十节。
In verse 30, Jacob's life is bound up with the lad's life.
今天如果孩子没有跟我们同去啊，三十一节啊，我的父亲没有看到这个孩子啊，他一定会死的。
It will happen when he sees that the lad is not with us, that he will die.
那这样子就让我是我们让我们的爸爸啊，这个白发苍苍、悲悲惨惨的到坟墓里面去了。
So we will bring down the gray hair of your servant's father with sorrow to the grave.
那三十二节他就说啊，其实他有做保啊，他跟爸爸说呢，他一定会保这个孩子的性命啊。
And in verse 32, Judah had become surety for the lad to the father.
33节
verse 33,
他跟约瑟这样求啊。
And he asked of Jacob,
求你容你仆人住下，替这童子做我主的奴仆。
He asked of Joseph to let Judah remain instead of this lad as slave.
叫这个孩子跟哥哥啊一起回家。
So that Benjamin can go back with the brothers.
如果这个孩子啊不跟啊他们哥哥回家见父亲呢、啊，恐怕灾祸会临到父亲的身上啊。
Because their evil might come upon the father if Benjamin didn't go back.
哦，这是一个非常感人的故事啊。
And it's a very touching story.
这个犹大本身是有孩子的人呢、啊。
Judah had sons.
如果他没有回家，谁要来照顾犹大的家庭呢
？If he didn't go back, then who will take care of his family?
但是他又这么孝顺爸爸，舍不得爸爸伤心呢。
But he showed respect to his father, and he did not want his father to be sad.
所以一直求你让我当仆人哦，你让我弟弟能够回家。
And he asked to be slave so that his brother can return home.
所以这种孝顺爸爸爱弟弟的心啊，实在是很感动约瑟。
So he had a heart of filial piety and loving his younger brother, and that moved Joseph.
所以你看四十五节圣经上怎么讲
？So in verse 45.
四十五章第一节
Excuse me, chapter 45, verse 1.
四十五章第一节约瑟、啊、在左右站的人面前、啊、情不自禁、哦、
Joseph could not restrain himself before all those who stood beside him.
他就愤怒一声说人都离开我出去、啊、
So he said, make everyone go out from me.
约瑟跟弟兄们相认的时候并没有一个人站在他面前第二节他就放声大哭、啊、
So no one arose around except the brothers and he wept out loud.
然后，哎呀，埃及人跟法老家中的人都听见他放声大哭啊。
And the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard it.
哦，读到这里真的是很感动哦。
It's truly touching.
二十年来，他那种想要把哥哥忘掉又忘不掉。
In the past 20 years, he had tried to forget the brothers but couldn't.
啊，哥哥对他这么不好，二十年前把他卖了。
The brothers treated him horribly and sold him 20 years ago.
啊，这一段的过程当中，他受尽了多少的痛苦。
And he has suffered much since.
啊，这个二十年来的孤单，二十年来的饥啊的这个郁闷，又看到今天哥哥这样的一个表现呢、啊，啊，他把他的情绪在这种声音当中啊发泄出去了。
And in the past 20 years, he was lonely, and now seeing his brothers, he let go of all his emotions.
啊，所以那个声音真的哭得好大。
So he cried very loudly.
你什么时候真的大声哭过呢
？When have you cried out loud？
什么时候，什么事情让你哭得那么大声呢
？What has led you to cry so much？
我想，约瑟应该是觉得，啊，想忘都忘不了，但今天又到眼前来。
Joseph probably thought, "I tried to forget, but I couldn't, and you come right before me."
我看到我的哥哥都变了。
And I've seen that my brothers have changed.
所以他那个情感的交织啊，这个啊喜跟悲的交织啊，让他内心的这个哭啊，就这样子，好像洪水决堤啊，好像洪水这样猛兽这样子涌出来啊。
And the joy mingled with sorrow all came out like the flood.
圣经讲，人为朋友舍命，人的爱没有比这个更大的。
The Bible says that there's no greater love than one sacrificing his life for his friend.
犹大宁愿为弟弟来做奴仆，这个爱实在是很大很大。
Judah had great love to want to be a slave for his brother.
他终于跟他的哥哥们相认了。
And Joseph let his brothers know that he was Joseph.
大家，我想他那个哭声啊，一定令他的哥哥们非常的错愕，到底怎么回事呢？
And I think his brothers were caught off guard by his crying.
但是他的哭声啊，却叫我们认识他过去生命的人，啊，感到，啊，也要想跟他一起来掉眼泪啊。
But this would lead everyone else to cry with him.
因为我们知道他过去所经历的是何等的艰辛。
Because we know what kind of suffering he had experienced.
有时候人跟人相认，亲人相认呢，也会有一种哭泣哦，眼泪。
And when relatives meet, they would cry.
小弟有一个小叔叔啊，从小就被人家被一个同龄接过去收养。
I had an uncle who was adopted.
因为我们家祖母的家孩子太多，就是老七啊，没有办法养这个老七。
Because there were too many children in my grandmother's house, so they had to give him up for adoption.
那这个老七啊，后来啊，要念大学了。
And he's the seventh in the family, and later on he was about to go into college.
突然跑到我祖母家，那时候我们还住在一起啊，跑到我们那个大家族里面来。
And he returned home.
我一看这个人怎么这么像我爸爸呢？
I saw this person. I thought he looked a lot like my father.
我还记得那个晚上啊，我那个客厅里面有很多的眼泪。
And I remember there were a lot of tears in the living room that night.
我一直听到我祖母一直叫啊，喂，玛纳基亚，玛纳基亚，哦，玛纳基亚，玛纳基亚就是最小的孩子，哦，最小的孩子这样子。
And I hear my grandmother saying, "My youngest son, my youngest son."
我也看到我七叔啊，他一直充满了泪水。
And I saw my uncle cried as well.
我想彼此都有很多的心酸啊，不晓得怎么样跟别人来诉说。
And I think that both of them have a lot that they wouldn't know how to share.
相信这样的眼泪啊，都是珍藏在神的袋子里面。
And these tears are stored in the bottle of God.
其实如果我们对别人有感情，对神有爱，对父亲有孝，对兄弟有爱啊，真的会感动神。
And if we have love toward God, filial piety to our parents, and love to our brothers, then we will touch God.
所以你看，后来神祝福犹大很大很大。
We see that God blessed Joseph abundantly.
犹大哦。
Sorry, God blessed Judah abundantly.
跟犹大祝福说，杖跟圭啊不会离开你两脚之间，就是以后你的家要出君王了。
And God blessed him that there will be a king coming out from his descendants.
果然，大卫是从犹大的家族生出来的，大卫王。
Truly, King David was from the line of Judah.
果然，主耶稣基督是从犹大的家族出来的。
And Jesus Christ also came from the line of Judah.
所以，一个人如果可以爱兄弟、爱父母亲呢，圣上讲守我诫命的这个福气啊，要直到千代啊，轮到他的子孙传到千代啊。
And if we can love our parents and love our brother, the Bible says that the blessings from God will extend to the thousandth generation.
我们再来看约瑟第三次的眼泪。
And let's turn to the third time when Joseph wept.
我们看46章的28节。
In chapter 46, verse 28.
46章28节。
Chapter 46, verse 28.
当约瑟跟哥哥们相认的时候，他就想要回故乡啊，把爸爸接来。
And Judah wanted to go return to his homeland to bring his father over.
那约瑟跟雅各见面的时候呢，这边记载约瑟也掉了眼泪。
And Joseph cried.
我们来看二十八节。
Verse 28.
雅各打发犹太先去见约瑟，请人引路往歌山去。于是他们来到歌山。二十九节。
29.
约瑟套车往歌山去迎接父亲以色列。即使见了面，就伏在父亲的颈项上哭了许久。这边提到说，他们见面的时候呢，约瑟伏在父亲的颈项上哭了很久。
Here when they met, Joseph fell upon Jacob's neck and wept for a good while.
这是思念父亲、爱父亲的眼泪。
And these are tears of longing for his father and loving his brother.
我相信呢、啊，雅各在这边呢、啊、也是跟着约瑟一起哭泣啊。
And I would think that Jacob was crying alongside with Joseph.
真的，雅各啊，非常的爱约瑟。
Jacob loved Joseph dearly.
如果你看四十五章的二十七节啊。
If you see chapter 45, verse 26.
这个当约瑟的哥哥来接雅各的时候，跟雅各讲说：“哎，那个。”约瑟已经当埃及的宰相了。
When the brothers went to get Jacob, they told Jacob that Joseph is the governor.
这是四十五章的二十六节。但是约瑟啊，雅各不相信了。
But Jacob did not believe them.
圣经上讲，雅各心里冰凉，因为不信他们呢。
And it described that Jacob's heart was stood still because he did not believe them.
有一个妈妈到孩子的坟墓面前，这样对孩子说。
And there was a mother who went to the cemetery of his of her child and said,
她说儿子啊，自从你走了以后，妈妈就不再有眼泪了。
My son, after you've departed, I no longer shed tears.
我想这个跟雅各的心是一样的。
I think Jacob had the same heart.
后来雅各极目一看，哇，真的有埃及这么美的马车啊，要来送我去埃及。
And then Jacob saw the wonderful chariot from Egypt that would lead him to Egypt.
所以二十八节啊，雅各这样讲。
And in verse 28,
四十五章的二十八节
of chapter 45,
他说：“罢了，罢了，我的儿子约瑟还在，我在没有死之前呢，我一定要去见他一面呢。”
It is enough. Joseph, my son, is still alive. I will go see him before I die.
那看到约瑟的时候呢，他跟约瑟抱在一起啊，两个应该是痛哭啊。
And when he did see Joseph, they hugged and they were crying.
在四十五章、四十六章的三十一节这样讲。
In chapter 46, verse 31.
约瑟对他对不起，三十节雅各这样讲。
Excuse me, in verse 30.
雅各对约瑟讲啊，我既得见你的面，知道你还在，就是死了，我也甘心呢。
Jacob said, "Let me die, since I've seen your face, because you are still alive."
这看到爸爸。何等的爱这个孩子
！And we can see how much Jacob loved Joseph.
真的能够看到你一面呐、啊！我走了，我都可以闭上眼睛了、啊，我心甘情愿走了。
Now that I have seen your face, I can't die.
我在想，约瑟伏在爸爸的颈项上哭，他的心情是哪一种心情呢
？And I thought, what was going through Joseph's mind when he was crying on the neck of his father?
我在想那个。应该像很多弟兄姐妹得到圣灵的那个情形一样。
I think it's like a lot what brothers and sisters experience when they receive the Holy Spirit.
当小弟得到圣灵的时候
，When I received the Holy Spirit,
一股力量临到小弟身上
，I felt power that came upon me.
然后心中非常的喜乐
，And I was very joyful.
那种喜乐就好像很久没有看到父亲啊，躺在父亲的怀里一样。
And that joy was as if I finally saw my father after a really long time, and I was in his bosom.
那种感觉是一种安全感，是一种得到安慰，是一种喜乐的眼泪。
And I was very secure, and I was comforted, and there were tears of joy.
我在想，约瑟应该是那种感觉吧。
And I thought Joseph was probably feeling the same.
有时候我们常常不了解父母亲到底多么爱我们。
Sometimes we don't know how much our parents love us.
当我们经过一些苦难之后呢，比较能够去体会。
But after we've gone through some difficulties, then we can experience it.
所以当我们再次跟父母相会的时候，又别有一番味道了。
So when we see our parents, we feel differently.
小弟以前都不晓得为什么我妈妈那么喜欢掉眼泪。
When I was younger, I didn't understand why my mom loved to cry so much.
我出国的时候啊，我妈妈哭了好多眼泪。
Before I left the country, my mother shed a lot of tears.
后来我在国外啊，几年之后再回去，看到妈妈，妈妈还是哭了很多的眼泪。
And after a few years, I returned, and she again cried a lot.
跟我讲她在东岩教会见证啊，提到我的见证，她就掉眼泪。
And she said that whenever she testified about me, she would shed tears.
我读神学院的时候，我爸爸妈妈来看我。那时候去 El Monte 教会看我。
When I was still in a theological school in training, my parents came to visit me.
我看到我爸爸妈妈两个人哭得像泪人一样，我说奇怪，有那么多眼泪吗？
And again, both of them cried a lot, and I thought to myself, why do they have so much tears?
他们那时候已经五六十岁了哦，五六十岁了。
They were already in their 50s or 60s then.
我常常一直在问一个问题，为什么我妈妈的眼睛像水龙头，一开就没有办法关呢？
And I often ask, why is my mother's eyes like that of a faucet that once turned on, it can't turn it off?
我现在终于了解啊，那个就是爱的眼泪。
And I finally understand that those were tears of love.
啊，原来啊，爱可以给人很多的眼泪。
Indeed, love can cause people to cry.
雅各第四次掉眼泪。
And the fourth time that Joseph shed tears.
那是啊，他对不起，约瑟第四次掉眼泪。
The fourth time that Joseph shed tears.
啊，是他爸爸过世了。
Is when his father died.
我们来看创世纪的五十章第一节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 50 verse 1.
创世纪五十章的第一节。
Genesis chapter 50 verse 1.
五十章第一节。
Verse 1.
约瑟伏在他父亲的面上哀哭，以他亲嘴，请读。
Then Joseph fell on his father's face, wept over him, and kissed him.
第二节。
2.
约瑟吩咐伺候他的医生用香料熏他父亲，医生就用香料熏了以色列。
And Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father, so the physicians embalmed Israel.
我在想这是很舍不得的一个眼泪。
And I think these are tears of not ready to let go.
这种爱父亲的眼泪也一定珍藏在神的皮带里面。
And these tears will be gathered in the bottle of God.
圣经上讲他伏在父亲的面上。
It says Joseph fell on his father's face.
雅各已经死了。
Jacob had died.
你敢伏在一个死人的面上吗？
Do you dare to fall on the face of a dead person?
你敢亲他的嘴吗？
Do you dare to kiss?
我在想啊，约瑟的心啊，一定是非常的思念，非常的爱戴啊，所以啊，亲雅各的嘴。
I think Joseph must have longed and after his father, thus he kissed him.
有些文化他们表达爱啊。的方法很令小弟感动。
And I'm touched by certain cultures of the way they show their love.
小弟去夏威夷的时候，
When I went to Hawaii,
我看到一对母女啊，他们彼此亲嘴。
And I saw a mother and a daughter kissing.
啊，他们把嘴唇闭得很紧。
They close their lips tight.
然后呢，就很紧的嘴唇啊，妈妈的嘴唇就去碰女儿那个很紧的嘴唇，这样碰着这样子。
And the mother leaned forward and to touch the tight lip of her daughter.
我看得真的很感动。
And I'm truly touched.
这个母女的情感，从这个亲嘴，你可以感受到非常的深。
And you can feel their love from their act.
雅各啊，约瑟后来又给爸爸弄了一个非常好的葬礼。
And Joseph provided a nice funeral for his father.
让埃及人为雅各哀哭七十天。
And the Egyptians.
这是在第三节。
And the Egyptians wept for Jacob for 40 days.
七十天。
Excuse me, for 70 days.
这是在第三节。
In verse 3.
五十章第三节。你知道法老死的时候，全国哀哭七十二天。
When Pharaoh died, the nation weeps for him for 72 days.
但是雅各死的时候，全国为他哀哭七十天。
But when Jacob died, the Egyptians mourned for him for 70 days.
你看，约瑟啊，尽他的所能啊，来让很多人来思念他的父亲呢。
So Joseph did all he can, so many long after his father.
我在想，一个人如果能够在父母亲年老的时候可以照顾他们啊，这是个很大的福气。
And I think it's a great blessing for people to be able to take care of their parents in old age.
在雅各年老的时候啊，约瑟用心照顾他爸爸。
And when Jacob had aged, Joseph did all he can to take care of his father.
为他请了一个家庭医生啊，来全职的照顾他爸爸。
And he had a full-time physician to take care of his father.
我们这一代是流浪的人。
And we are a generation of wanderers.
我们常常没有办法在父母亲年老的时候啊，来奉养他们的老。
Often we cannot be by our parents to take care of them when they grow old.
中国人说树欲静啊，风不止；子欲养，亲不在。你想要在养他们的时候 他们已经不在你身边了。
In the Chinese saying that the tree wants to be still, but the wind would not allow it. And when the child wants to serve his parents, they are no longer alive.
所以真的是很福气啊，我们在父母亲的晚年啊，可以来孝顺他们。
So it is a blessing to be able to take care of the parents when they grow old.
我在想，如果我们父母亲临终之前，他眼睛可以看到他所有的孩子坐在他身边呢，这也是人间一件很幸福的事情。
And I think it would be a blessing for our parents if before they die that they could have their family surround them.
父母亲对孩子们从小殷勤的把他们抚养长大。
Because the parents took care of their children.
如果在他们呢过世临终之前看到所有的孩子通通在身边。
So if right before they die, they can see all their children surrounding them.
我相信可能是他们一辈子最大的安慰之一。
And I think it would be a great comfort to them.
这是小弟觉得这是极大的福气。
And this is a great blessing.
约瑟在这个时候流了依依不舍的眼泪。
And here Joseph shed tears.
这是亲情的眼泪。
Tears of love for his family.
相信神会纪念。
And God will remember these tears.
我们最后看约瑟哭了第五次。
And lastly, the fifth time that Joseph cried.
我们看创世纪的五十章十七节。
In Genesis chapter 50, verse 17.
后来雅各死了，那约瑟的哥哥们就开始害怕了。
When Jacob died, the older brothers were scared.
他们想说约瑟奉养他们。通通是看在雅各的面子上面。
And they thought that Joseph had taken care of them because of Jacob.
所以在爸爸死之后，就派人来跟约瑟讲说，请你真的能够原谅我们，饶恕我们过去为你，对你那么不好，那么刻薄对待你。
So after Jacob had passed away, they sent a servant to Joseph to ask for forgiveness.
所以是七节，请你读。
In verse 17,Thus you should say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him.
当哥哥们来求饶恕的时候，约瑟哭了。
When the brothers came to ask for forgiveness, Joseph cried.
我想这时候约瑟一定想起了很多过去生命的故事。
And Joseph would have been reminded of the past.
过去神这么恩待我们这个家庭。
In the past, God has blessed this family.
其实不是你们害我。
It's not because that you tried to do me harm.
其实是神早早派我来到埃及地，所以我可以来养活我们一家七十个人。
But God meant it for good in order for us to, for me to take care of our family.
所以从人的观点来看，没有错，约瑟是被卖的。
So from the point of view from men, of yes, Joseph was sold.
但是从神的观念来看呢，约瑟是被差来，来完成神旨意的。
But from God's point of view, Joseph was sent to do the will of God.
他想到这里，他就哭了。
And after thinking about this, he cried.
哇，我过去受这么多的苦。
I have suffered so much.
神又让我有机会跟我家里团圆。
And God gave me this opportunity to reunite with my family.
这一段路虽然走起来非常的坎坷，
even though this was not a smooth path,
但是里面充满了神的恩惠。
But it is filled with the blessings from God.
所以十八节当哥哥们讲说呢，我们当你的仆人好了啦，我们是很不配啊。
So in verse 18, his brothers said to him to be Joseph's servants instead.
他们实在很害怕。
Because they were afraid.
十九节
verse 19,
耶稣对他们讲，你们不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
我怎么能够代替神呢？
Am I in the place of God?
因为这条路不是我自己走的，是神让我们来走的。
Because I did not travel on this path alone, but God sent us to travel.
所以诸位，我们今天我们的疆界跟寿数其实早早就掌握在神的手中了。
So are the land that belongs to us and our lives, they are all in the hands of God.
你以为您到这个地方来居住是自己的选择吗？
Do you think that you chose to live here?
您觉得你今天可以活到几岁是自己可以决定吗？
Do you think you can decide how long you shall live?
您的生命没有神的一个 missionary 吗？没有神的一个使命吗？
Do you not have a mission from God in your life?
其实我们不知道。
We do not know.
但是当你走过人生大半辈子，你再往回头看的时候，
But after we've traveled for a lot of our lives, then turn back to look,
你才会知道原来神的带领是何等的奇妙。
In hindsight, we can see the miraculous leading of our God.
你这样一回头才会知道啊，神的恩典实在太多太多了。
And in hindsight, we will see the grace from God.
你就不禁啊，会掉出了感激的眼泪啊。
Then we will shed tears of thanksgiving.
所以二十节他这样讲。
In verse 20, Joseph said,
他说从前你们的意识啊，是要害我，没有错的啦。
As for you, you meant evil against me.
但是神的意识原是好的。
But God meant it for good.
为要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
In order to bring it about as it is today to save many people's lives.
所以诸位，神的意识原是好的。
So the will of God is good.
我们真的不知道，其实神在下帮我们当一个旗子在下，我们是神手中的一块一只旗子。
We're a pawn in the hands of God.
我们的生命实在是用来完成神旨意的。
And the purpose for our life is to finish the will of God.
当我们真正了解到这一点，神掌握我们生命的一切的时候。
And when we finally realize that God is in control of our life.
因为其实在四代人前呢，神就跟亚伯拉罕讲说呢，将来第四代你的子孙要下埃及地去啊。
God had already told Abraham that your descendants will go to Egypt.
只是借着约瑟这个人来完成而已。
And it happened through Joseph.
所以约瑟这时候发出了感激的眼泪啊。
And at this point, Joseph had the tears of thanksgiving.
诸位，如果你想一想你生命的过去啊。
If we think about our past,
真的有时候你会觉得很感谢神。
We would thank God.
有一个爸爸牵着他儿子的小手因为他儿子第一天要念幼稚园。
There's a dad who was taking his son to kindergarten for the first day. They were holding hands.
在这个短短的路程当中心中百感交集。
And in that short distance, the father experienced many emotions.
这个孩子长到如今充满了神的恩惠。
That for this child to grow to this age is filled with the blessing from God.
虽然好像爸爸没有办法给什么，好像爸爸没有办法给这个孩子什么。
It seems that the father is unable to provide for the child.
但是过去的生命当中却充满了这么多的恩典。
But in the past few years, it's filled with blessings.
所以这个爸爸发出了感激的眼泪。
And the father shed tears of thanksgiving.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们生活当中有没有眼泪呢？
Do you have tears in our lives?
我们要记得神是我们的父亲。
We have to remember that God is our father.
如果你的眼泪是出于亲情，如果你的眼泪是对人的爱。
If our tears are shed because of our love toward our family.
你的眼泪是爱你的弟兄。
For our brothers.
你的眼泪是因为别人的孝顺你自己弟兄的孝顺来感动你。
Or if we're moved by the filial piety of our brothers.
你跟你家人亲近的那些眼泪。
Or tears for our family.
或是你那个感恩的眼泪。
Or tears of thanksgiving.
你相信神都会珍藏在他的皮带里面。
God would treasure it in his bottle.
都记在他的生命册上面。
And it will be recorded in the book of life.
一宿虽然有眼泪早晨必然欢呼。
Although we shall cry at night, but in the morning there will be joy.
所以愿主耶稣能够继续带领我们的教会。
May God continue to guide our church.
带领我们每一位信徒。
And guide each member.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
400首。
Hymn 400.